Are we back?
We are back, Jay.
Thank you. Another team. I promise to come back to you.
Chairperson, I just want to say that I understand Advocate Fundamental's difficulty, and she's now forced to draw inferences on from effectively defective mandates. So I do understand her difficulty, and I appreciate that, and I thank her. Thank you.
All right, thanks so much. Ms. Solomon, or Mr. Bazia, can you fly to the document again? Okay, we are now on clause 27, chapter 1A, collecting societies. Advocate, okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. So what we received on this chapter was mainly support for a more strict regime for collecting societies. So that is what came through from mandates, from the reports, from the submissions through them. There was a request from the Northern Cape for a performance tribunal, and the department will speak to that. There was also a concern about royalties and how to deal, you know, how this will work with social media and streaming platforms. The department will also respond to that. Generally, if I may, because the chapter has a number of sections, but there's only two sections that receive some inputs. On section 22C, which is part of this chapter, so part of this clause, there was a suggestion from Gauteng that the clause simply read that remittance of the royalties is subject to a reasonable and valid agreement between a foreign CMO, collecting management organization, and a local one. The department will also speak to that. And then from Gauteng, there was also a suggestion for rewording subsection 5 of section 22F related to a suspension or cancellation of a collecting management organization. So see, those were kind of they were support, concerns, how will things work, and then the proposals from Gauteng on 22C and 22F. And if I may, in hand to the department to speak to those, because all of those are policy related. From our side, we just confirmed that the bill does in fact provide a much more strict regime for collecting societies. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Advocate. In terms of the collecting societies provision, the chapter on this, we have considered the submissions from the provinces, and we agree that the framework that is in the bill it strengthens the regulation of collecting societies. There has been in the past many challenges raised related to the governance, the management, and the rolling out of how the collecting societies are dealt with on a day-to-day basis, and the need to ensure that the regulator is given certain rights and powers to be able to accredit these collecting societies to make sure that there is order in terms of how funds are being managed and the reporting and the governance systems around them. So there has been a broader challenge related to the governance, the implementation of collecting societies, and how they approach issues of their membership. And we of the view that the chapter as provided in the bill covers the different aspects sufficiently, from governance, reporting, from the issues of those who need to be accredited, including the existing collecting societies who need to adhere to the new regime, who will be given time to also adapt to the new processes, and the role of the regulator. In terms of the question about the tribunal, although this section is about the collecting society, I think one of the concerns was that there should be a collecting society for performers. One of the comments was around the actors. So we see this provision as very significant, because it will enable different different work streams to have collecting societies even when those formations are established or are required. So it provides that additional framework, a legal framework for the collecting societies. And in terms of the foreign collecting societies, the provisions, there are provisions that talk to the foreign collecting societies, and we also promote that the relationship be reciprocal. So in terms of that, meaning that the collecting societies must ensure that they assess the other collecting societies in other jurisdictions, and ensuring that there is expediency in terms of how the relationships favor them. And the allowance is also provided for an agreement that those collecting societies can have across the different jurisdictions. So the proposed amendment, we of the visa already cater for in the bill in terms of the foreign jurisdictions and foreign collecting societies. So overall, Chair, we have the view that this is a very strengthened provision on collecting societies, and it will ensure that there is that legal framework, that certainty and clarity in terms of how these institutions are governed in the Republic. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Are there any questions for clarity before we vote, honorable members? As I indicated earlier, I would not like us to ask questions for clarity in the middle of voting. Any questions for clarity? Since not, can we then vote for chapter 1A? Those in favor, please raise your hand.
May I proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, those that have voted in favour of the acceptance of the CLSO and the DTIC responses are as follows. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For the Northern Cape, Honourable Moemang. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamaragane. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Limpopo, for Free State, Honourable Mashodi. And for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai.
Honourable Lansman is not West, not Free State.
Not Chair, can I just do that again for the record? My apologies. Okay. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moemang. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamaragane. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Free State, Honourable Mashodi. And for Eastern Cape, Honourable Kai.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Honourable Dango, please lower your hand. Thank you. Those who vote against, please raise your hand.
Chair, there's one against. It's for the Western Cape, Honourable Lant.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. For Mpumalanga, Honourable Boshoff. For KZN, Honourable Brantusit. And we've also noted abstentions from Honourable Matabula and Honourable Tafeni.
Then just once, please lower your hands, honourable members. And then we go to section 22C, advocates.
I've actually already spoken to all of the sections in chapter 1A.
All of them. Okay.
Yes. So all of these have been spoken to. And then the next clause, clause 28, Chair, there's been no proposals on that clause.
Okay. Let's then vote for clause 27 before we go to clause 3. Also, when we're voting for the whole chapter, which includes section 22C. Is that right?
Yes, and 22F.
Okay. Yes. And because we're voting for the chapter. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I remember, can we then go to clause 28? because they are not...
No, Chair, we still need to vote on actual clause 27, Chair.
27?
Yes, we just voted on the acceptance of the DPIC and the responses, but we still need to vote on the actual clause.
Okay. Those in favour of clause 27, please raise your hand.
Three of those provinces that have voted in favour of clause 27, we have Gauteng, Northern Cape, Limpopo, Free State, Eastern Cape and North West.
Okay, thank you so much. Please lower your hands, honourable members. Thank you. Those voting against clause 27, please raise your hand.
Chair, is one against from the Western Cape.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hand, honourable Lunch. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Honourable members.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. We have an abstention from Mpumalanga and KZN, and we note the abstention from Honourable Matavula. I don't see any for the abstention from Honourable Tafini.
Okay. Okay, members, please let's lower our hands. Thank you so much. We then go to clause 28, honourable members, there are no proposals there. Can we then vote for the adoption of clause 28? Those in favour, please raise up your hands.
Okay, Chair, those provinces, can Chair, may I proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, those provinces that have voted for clause 28, without amendments are as follows, Northern Cape, Limpopo, Free State, North West, Eastern Cape and Gauteng.
Thank you so much. Let's lower our hands, honourable members. Thank you so much. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Three against, we have one, the Western Cape.
Thank you so much, Honourable Lunch. Please lower your hand. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. Mpumalanga, Rautisef, and we note the abstention from Honourable Matavula.
So much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Matula. Thank you so much. We then go to clause 29, Mr. Bazia. Clause 29.
Offences. Thank you, Chairperson. On this clause, there was a concern raised by Gauteng in respect of that offences must also be if something is done not for commercial purposes. But we think it might have been an old version of the bill that this was referring to, because the offences are in fact already for both commercial and non-commercial purposes. There was also a proposal from Gauteng's in respect of civil remedies to be provided for, but the department will speak to that. What I would like to speak to is there was also in this proposal relating to civil remedies, they also made it very clear that it is necessary that the intention be made very, very clear. And in that respect, we do propose some amendments to the bill to in fact give effect to that proposal regarding intention. Because the way the bill was worded you could have interpreted as that there was something was made a crime that was in fact allowed by the by other sections in the bill, and that is not the intention. So, Chair, there are some proposals for amendments. If I can ask you just to go a little bit down over to page 76 on the screen, because there are some proposed amendments there. Yes, a little bit more, if you don't mind, please. Yeah, so the proposal from Gauteng also speaks to civil remedies, which the department will speak to, but in respect of the intention part, we recommend that under paragraph A in subsection 5B, capital B, that subparagraphs 2 and 3 be combined, because that will make it clear that there is a requirement for intention and it can't be unintended transgression of the Act. In our response, we're also referring to 28P, but we will get to that when we get to the next discussion on that. Actually, on the same section, there was also proposals for new offences to be inserted, but that was not recommended. The first proposal in 4A would result in every person who owns a cell phone committing a crime just by owning the cell phone. It seems that there's wording missing from the proposed amendment. Then the other proposed offences are already provided for in subsection 5A of the bill, so that would also not be recommended. And then there was also a proposal to make possession an offence, and from our side, we would not recommend that to be an offence. It's not saying that it should never be an offence, but not without proper studies and research being done on the impact and how to make sure that people's rights are still protected in light of search and seizure rights that such an offence would bring about. Then there was also a proposal in respect of infringe versus circumvent from the Northwest, but from our side, we do not recommend that the terminology used by the bill is in fact correct. Infringing is copyright that is infringed, and the circumvention in this case relates to a technological protection measure. So circumvent is in fact the correct word. From the Northern Cape, there was also a proposal for specific fines to be mentioned. From our side, we would not recommend the inclusion of specific monetary amounts. There is an Adjustment of Fines Act that allows courts to look at the value of an imprisonment term at the time that the sentencing is being given. So it just makes it better. And the act more future-proof if we don't put specific amounts in. And that advice actually came from the Department of Justice. So that is what we reacted to there. Then there was also a concern about from the Northwest in respect of the amounts, or rather the percentage claim from juristic persons, but that the department will speak to. So, Chair, those are the proposed amendments, and then the one that we definitely recommend is to give effect to the intention, and that there then be an amendment to in this clause to the new proposed subsection 5 capital B in paragraph A, so that subparagraphs 2 and 3 are combined. Thank you, Chair. If I may then hand over to the department to speak to the civil remedies specifically, and also the amount in respect of, or the percentage in respect of, juristic persons. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Advocate Fanamel. Dr. Masuza.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Advocate. In terms of the areas that I need to talk to on the civil remedies, we have considered through the processes in Parliament as well, it was extensively considered the issue of civil remedies versus criminal remedies. And because of the seriousness of the challenges of online infringements and the current digital challenges with what happens online with the works that are being exploited without fair remuneration to rights holders, to the creators, it was decided that the the penalties or the measures that are taken against the offences should be very strong and serious. And I have indicated also that when we have engagements with other colleagues in other jurisdictions that deals with intellectual property infringement or enforcement issues, the concern is that there is a need for a stronger intellectual property regime that ensures enforcement and the issues of online infringement or these types of offences are taken very seriously. So we think that given the seriousness of the rights that we are trying to protect as government and also in terms of what the bill is trying to achieve, already there are concerns that some of the provisions don't provide adequate legal protection, say for example on the technological protection measures, that they should be strengthened. So we think that having stronger penalties or stronger measures or remedies against offences will ensure that there is this balance of ensuring the deterrence of certain behaviours, especially on the online infringement that could have very strong and serious implications for those who are creating works in the Republic. And on the juristic person, that was also a consideration because there are infringements that could be that could occur because dealt with by a juristic person, not just natural persons, and that they ensure that these are addressed in, will make sure that there's that additional protection as well when the infringement or the rights are abused by juristic persons. So it was a consideration in the National Assembly, extensively debated, also in terms of the penalties that should follow from such. So we think that with what has been provided in the bill, these remedies should be retained and they will assist in terms of creating a balance in the creative space, ensuring that the rights are adhered to and that those who contravene intentionally, they are aware of the consequences thereof. And also internationally, the legislation will be seen as taking these matters seriously as well from an enforcement and from provisions in the legislation. So we think that they should be retained. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, SDDG. Any questions, honourable members? None. We then vote those who are voting in support of Section 27, Clause 29. Please raise your hand. Ms. Mandia.
Yes, Chair, thanks. So we're capturing the votes of the acceptance of the CLSO responses to Clause 29, Section 27, and the proposed amendments. It's been captured as follows. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Free State, Honourable Mashori. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamarahana. For Northwest, Honourable Lansman. And for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Next one is those who are voting against the proposed amendments.
Chief, we have one against. He's the Western Cape, honourable Mont.
Thank you very much. Can lower your hand, honourable Lont. Please. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. For Pumalanga, Honourable Pasha. For KZN, Honourable Brantesis. And Honourable Makabula.
Thank you so much. Can you please lift your hands, honourable members? Honourable Tim, please lower your hand. Thank you very much. Can we now, honourable members, vote for Clause 29? Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Chair, those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 29 with the proposed amendments are as follows: Northern Cape, North West, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, and Free State.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Those who are voting against the adoption of Clause 29, please raise your hand.
Chair, those provinces that have voted against Clause 29 is the Western Cape.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Lord, please lower your hands. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention from Honourable Matabula.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honourable members. Mr. Bazia, can we go to the next clause?
On this, there was not so much a proposal for amendment as just a concern that was raised. And then from our side, we do not recommend any amendment. There is no conflict. So there was a concern that this clause conflicts with Section 23(2) of the Act, but it's not. The amendment to Section 28 provides clarity. So in other words, it actually just complements Section 23(2). Actually, I'm not sure if the department wants to add something specifically. There wasn't something from them in writing, but maybe they want to speak to this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Dr. Masocha.
Thank you, Chair. We concur with the advocate on this one. There was no issue around it. Just clarification. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so very much. Honourable members, we now vote for Section 28, Clause 80. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Yes, Chair. Those that have voted in favour of accepting the responses are as follows. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamarahane. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Free State, Honourable Mashodi. And for Eastern Cape, Honourable Kai.
Yes, so much. Can you please lower your hands, Honourable members? So much. Those voting against Section 28, please raise your hand.
Those voting against clause, the responses is for Western Cape, Honourable Lunt and Honourable Tafeni.
I'm not against.
Oh. Ms. Matia, which one were we dealing with is this?
That was the against. Ms. Kafini's hand was up, but then I see that she put it down again. So I just wanted to double check. So far we have the Western Cape. Ms. Honorable Kafini, are you voting against or are you abstaining? Because I see your hand is up again.
Honourable Tafeni, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here, Chair.
Can you please lower your hand or are you voting against? Because your hand is up.
I'm not standing, Chair, not against.
Can you drop it now because we're not yet there?
Okay, thank you, Chair.
Okay. All right, thanks. We now, on those who are standing, if you are abstaining, you can raise your hand.
Abstention.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you. I can see your hand. Yes.
Okay.
No chat.
Three abstentions are captured as follows. Mpumalanga, Honorable Kwashop, KZN, Honorable Grazisir. We've also got abstentions from Honorable Matabula and Honorable Tafeni.
Thank you so much. You can lower your hand, Honorable Members, please. Thank you so much. We are now voting for or against Clause 30. Is that correct?
Correct, Chair.
Those in favor of adoption of Clause 30, please raise your hand.
Okay, Chair, those provinces that have voted for Clause 30 without amendments are Gauteng, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, North West, and Free State.
Thank you very much. Can you please lower your hand for our members? Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
She against, we have one, the Western Cape.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hand. Okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
The Chair, abstentions are captured as follows for KZN. We've got KZN, Mpumalanga, and then we also note the abstentions from Honorable Matabula and Honorable Tafeni.
Thank you very much. Can you please lower your hand, Honorable Members? Honorable Tim and Honorable Tafeni, please lower your hand. Okay, we now go to Clause 31. Advocate, you indicate you should be taking all the sections or one by one.
Chair, yeah, I think if I could perhaps first do the general comment and then focus on Section 28P, because there are definitely amendments on 28P, and then we can perhaps move to the other sections. I hope that will be in order.
Okay.
Chair, from the northwest side, there was just a concern raised that the bill must be strengthened to protect against abusive practices, and that, in fact, the bill does do, but the department can also speak to that. Chair, the very important section is 28P, and there were proposals from Gauteng specifically on 28P relating to paragraph A in subsection 1. And what they were saying is that currently the way it is worded, it actually makes it possible for you to contravene something in the Act that is allowed by the Act, and they are correct. So the proposal is that in 628P subsection 1 paragraph A, the words by law, comma, including is inserted. So then it is not just an exception that provides the defense, but anything allowed by law. And then Section 28P is also affected by the Blind SA case. So we've already dealt with that when we looked at Section 19D, but I mentioned that when it comes to voting, we will then raise it again here. And this is then, in fact, where we will then raise it to say that Subsection 2 should be deleted in full, and then in subsection 3 there will be consequential amendments, in other words, just to remove the reference to subsection 2. Then on the same section, there was also a concern raised by the Northern Cape relating to the Electronic Communications and Transactions Act that was removed from the bill. And their concern was, but that's very relevant. And although we agree with that, the problem is that those specific sections in the Electronic Communications Act, Transactions Act was in fact removed by the Cybercrimes Act. So it is no longer in existence. So to refer to it actually will be a nullity because it's no longer on the statute book. And then from our side, we would not recommend that we now refer to the Cyber Crimes Act, because this is exactly the type of thing that you get. Because other bills, other acts are amended, they will be repealed by something, or they may repeal something, and then you sit with a reference to law that is no longer in existence, yet that law applies. Whether you refer to it or not, it does apply. So on Section 28P3, we will just make a proposal to include the words "by law including," and then to delete subsection 2 with the consequential amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Dr. Masocha?
Thank you, Chair. On the comment by the Northwest on the digital rights management, just to clarify that the bill does provide for the digital rights. Example is the new insertions that have been made in terms of the digital rights themselves from the treaties to make the work available to the public, communicating the work to the public by wire or wireless means, ensuring that offences are also established when it comes to abuse or contravention of those rights. Furthermore, there are various provisions that have been made on the technological protection measures and also the copyright management information. So we are of the view that there are provisions that are there to address issues of digital rights. And we also note other laws by other departments, so for example, the Cyber Crimes Act that deals with digital rights related issues. So we think that with the bill, these issues are covered. And in terms of the proposals that advocate was referring to on in Section 28P, we recommend them as well from the department side. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Can I just clarify, Advocate and the DDG, with regard to Section 28.2, are you still coming back on that?
Yes, Chair. I haven't addressed you yet.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much. Another members, there are proposals that are made with regard. So the first one is the 28.0. Is that correct?
The proposed amendments are in respect of 28P. The general comment from the Northwest was on the whole clause, clause 31, just to say that the clause is necessary. So it was more in the nature of support, I think, for the clause. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Okay, next one, Honourable Members, Section 28. The exception in respect of technological protection measures, there are proposed amendments, 28P 1A, an act permitted by law, including blah, 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 and then 2, delete in full, 3, in terms of subsection 2B. Those in favor, please raise your hand. Or before that, are there any clarities before we vote? Not. Can we, those in favor, please raise your hand.
Okay, Chief, may I speak? Yes, those that have voted in favor of the proposed amendments from the CLSLO and DTIC are as follows. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango, for Northwest, Honourable Landsman, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamarahana, for Free State, Honourable Mashodi, for Eastern Cape, Honourable Chai, and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moyan.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members. Those voting against, please raise your hand.
Against, we have one for Western Cape, Honourable Lund.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Lund. Lower your hand, please. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Three abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, Honorable Boshoff, for KZN, Honorable Brautasev. And we also note the abstentions from Honorable Matabula and Honorable Tahini.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Members. Can you take us through Section 28.2, Advocates and Ombudsman Commission?
Thank you. Okay. So 28Q, the proposal from Gauteng was to delete Q, which deals with enforcement by the Commission. Okay, if I may hand to the Department on this, because it is a policy matter. Thank you.
Thank you so much. EDG?
Thank you, Chair. The Commission, which is the Companies and Intellectual Property Regulator, commissioned by the, it's one of the regulatory entities of the DTIC. It's an enforcement entity. And their role is very important because of issues of enforcement that will emanate from the law, and also from their role in terms of the mandate related to juristic persons from the Companies Act point of view. It was not clear from the submission by the province why the role of the regulator should not be in the legislation. We hear of legislation that is useless at times, where people say the regulators are not having a role, they don't have strong enforcement powers in provided for in a law, then lots of things happen and they are not involved. So we think that this is a very important provision that talks to the role of regulatory entities when it comes to enforcement and oversight over legislation. So we think that the role of the Commission is very important. They have a strong mandate on intellectual property. They register intellectual property. They do enforcement of other intellectual property laws. So this will be one of their mandates from a copyright and performance protection perspective. So we think that this provision should be retained in the bill. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members now vote in terms of retaining the clauses it is in the bill. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Yes, Chair. Those that have voted in favour of the CLSO and DTIC responses are as follows: for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang; for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai; for Free State, Honourable Mashodi; for Limpopo, Honourable Mamerhana; for Gauteng, Honourable Dango; and for North West, Honourable Lansman.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Let's lower our hands. Thank you. Thank you very much. Those voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, for against, we have one. For Western Cape, Honourable Lund.
Thank you very much. Those abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows: from Mpumalanga, Honourable Basha; for KZN, Honourable Brautasev; and we note the abstention from Honourable Matavula.
Yeah, thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable team, please lower your hand, please. Thank you so much. So we now vote on the clause 31. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 31 and the proposed amendments are as follows. We have Northern Cape, Free State, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Limpopo, and North West.
Thank you so much. Flow our hands, honorable members. Those who are voting against the adoption of Clause 81, please raise your hand.
Chair, we have one from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chi. Chi, abstentions are captured as follows. Pumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstention from Honorable Matabula.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Member. We now go to Clause 22. There are no amendments there. Can we then vote for the adoption of Clause 22, Honorable Members? Please raise your hand, those who are in favor of adopting Clause 32.
Thank you, Chi. Those that have voted in favor of Clause 32 without amendments are as follows. Northern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, and Northwest.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, honorable members. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
There's one against, that's the Western Cape Chairperson.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, we have three abstentions from Pumalanga and KZN, and we note the abstention from Honorable Matabula.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, please lower your hand. Clause 32 has been adopted. We then go to Clause 33, with all its subsections. Advocate.
Thank you, Chief. In Clause 33, there are two sections with proposed amendments. So with your leave, I would like to tackle both of them at once. The first, in respect of 29A, Section 29A, the functions of the tribunal, there was a proposal from the from Gauteng relating what the tribunal can do, and it specifically relates in respect of setting aside or varying an agreement. And the department will speak to that and whether that is desirable. And in respect of the orders of the tribunal, Section 29H, to speak to administrative fines, and the Gauteng's proposal was that there should not be administrative fines, that Section 29H C, specifically in respect of administrative fines, should be deleted. If I may be in respect of those two sections in Clause 33, may hand to the Department of Justice to speak to those two. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Over to you, DDG.
Thank you, Chairperson. The role of the tribunal is very important in terms of the bill, and we think that it is going to play a very important role in terms of dispute resolution that will arise in terms of agreements and other matters related to the bill. And we are of the view that the provisions as have been strengthened, they are going to help to create more rights, protection of those rights, and ensuring that there is a platform for dispute resolutions in terms of agreement, issues of royalties, where there are disputes around them, and other matters that relate to the bill. And we on the issue of the agreement, the proposed amendment to give guidance to the tribunal on how it should attend to issues of contracts and so on. We have the view that discretion is very important when it comes to the work of the tribunal. while we note the concerns that there may not be certainty in terms of how they make certain orders or how they deal with certain adjudication of matters, we recommend that the discretion and independence of the tribunal be sustained, because it will be an independent tribunal. It will be established in terms of the law, and it will have the rights and the powers to be able to work around different matters in a fair and judicial manner. And also, it's a voluntary platform. So we think that as it is, it should not be dictated to in terms of how it deals with the matters. The discretion should be retained. And on the orders of the tribunal, particularly when it comes to fines, we are also of the view that the tribunal should be strengthened. It should have the powers to be able to deal with certain matters, and it should be able to impose fines and different types of remedies depending on the matters or circumstances at hand. So the administrative fines powers are not unique in terms of this tribunal. Other tribunals do have such powers, and we think it should also be strengthened enough to be able to deal with various matters that arise as far as the legislation is concerned. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, let us now vote. Section 29A. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
If I may, Chair, the responses were given in terms of both Section 29A and 29H. Are members voting in terms of both, or just 29A on its own, and then we'll vote separately on 29H?
29A, then we'll come back to 29H.
Thanks, Chair.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. Those that voted in favour of the responses in terms of 29A are as follows. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamarahana. For Free State, Honourable Mashodi. And for Gauteng, Honourable Dango.
Please lower hand, Honourable members. Those against Section 29A, please raise your hand.
Three against, we have one for the Western Cape, Honourable Land.
Okay. Those are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Three abstentions are captured as those. For Mpumalanga, Honourable Bashop, for KZN, Honourable Brantesef. And then we note the abstentions from Honourable Matabula and Honourable Tafeni.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable members. Honourable Tafeni, please lower your hands. Thank you. We now go to Section 29H, orders of tribunal. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those that have voted in favour of the responses in terms of 29H are as follows. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai. For North West, Honourable Lansman. And for Free State, Honourable Mashodi.
Thank you so much. Just please lower our hands, Honourable members. Those voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, against, we have one for the Western Cape, Honourable Land.
Thank you very much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, Extensions are captured as follows. From Mpumalanga, Honorable Basha, for KZN, Honorable Brantis, and then we note the extensions from Honorable Matabula and Honorable Tabeni.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. Thank you very much. We now go to clause 34. There are no proposed amendments there. Therefore, we'll vote for or against or abstain.
Chair, we still, sorry, correction, Chair, we still need to vote on clause 33 before we proceed to clause 44, Chair.
Oh, sorry. Thank you for reminding me. Okay, those in favor of adoption of vote 33, please raise your hand.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. Chair, those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 33 without amendments are as follows. Northwest, Free State, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo.
Thank you very much. Let's lower our hands there.
I've also voted in favour, Chairperson.
And then Gauteng, yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Those voting against. So, another member, can you lower your hand? Honorable Mashodi. Those are voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, we have one from the Western Tap.
Thank you very much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. Mpumalanga, KZN, and then we also note the abstentions of Honorable Kafeni and Honorable Matabola.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. We now go to Clause 34. Those in favor of Clause 34, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chair. Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 34 without amendments are captured as follows. Northern Cape, Northwest, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Gauteng and Free States.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members. Honourable Mashodi, can you, those who are voting against adoption of Clause 34, please raise your hand.
We have one against from the Western Cape, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand there, Honourable Lund. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. Mpumalanga and we have from KZN, and then we note the abstentions from Honorable Matabola and Honorable Kafeni.
Thank you very much. We now go to Clause 35. Section 39, the advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Section 39 deals with the regulations, Chair, and from the Free State, there was support for prescribing procedure for the conduct of tribunal hearings, so that is just support. Also from the Free State, they were concerned about a one-size-fits-all approach on payment of four royalties. And then from the Free State and a number of other provinces in respect of minimum standards for contracts. Chair, in respect of those two issues, the proposals was for deletion of subsection C, capital G, which deals with these minimum standards for contracts. However, the proposal from, or rather response from the department the department indicated the need for this because it is for the protection of the vulnerable parties through a contract. So, Chair, if we can, Mr. Bazier, if we can go a little bit lower on the document, over to your page 87, you will see there's some font in blue. Yes, thank you. You've got them. So, Chair, what we would propose is that instead of deleting CG because it provides force for the vulnerable parties, that we perhaps rather change the wording to address the concerns. And in that regard, Chair, there are two proposals that we're putting forward. I'm not sure how to deal with that in respect of voting, or if there will just be a vote in favor of a change of wording, and then we deal with it when we deal with the e-list. But I'll put both proposals forward. So the one would be that CEG would read, prescribing standard contractual terms reflecting rights or protection afforded by this act that must be included in agreements to be entered in terms of this act. So what the first proposal does is to say that you still look at contractual terms, but we make it very clear that it is only terms that reflect rights or protection afforded by this act. In other words, what the minister may say is the following rights are clearly provided for in the act, and in order to raise awareness for these vulnerable parties of their rights, the following must be stipulated in a contract. Or we can remove the word terms totally, so that there's no confusion about the what it is that is being prescribed, that it's not interfering with contractual freedom, by saying prescribing the standard elements for agreements to be entered in terms of this act to ensure that rights or protection afforded by this act are duly provided for. So those are the options that we would recommend there. And then to address the issue of the one size fits all for royalties, the proposal is that it is that CI be amended to be very clearly that the royalty rates or tariffs are only in respect of resale royalty rights, as that is also what was proposed in the Farland Commission. But the department can say a bit more about that as well. Chair, there was also a proposal from Gauteng to extend the period of advertising of these regulations to 60 days, and the department can speak to that as well. And then I think lastly from the Northwest, there was a proposal in respect of paragraph CH, and they were saying that it refers to the incorrect section. But Chair, I think that was also looking at an old version of the bill, because that incorrect reference has already been corrected in the bill that is before the committee. So Chair, if I may hand over to the department to speak to the lengthening of days specifically, and then of course relating to these proposed amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much, Advocate. Didi Chi.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the recommendation to extend the period to put out the regulations to the public to 60 days, we are of the view that the standard practice of 30 days is sufficient, but then in terms of practice, we also at times advertise longer. It could be 60 days, it could be 5 days, depending on the substantiveness of the matters or the regulations in process. And there's also that allowance that the public can make a request for an extension, and it has been done in different processes. So we think that 30 days as a practice should be retained, and that if there is a need for further arrangements, that they can be accommodated as per how we normally do these processes. So it does not have to be stipulated in the legislation. In terms of the proposed amendments, we support them, especially the minimum requirements or the support for protection when it comes to contractual agreements. And we also support that the the rate of royalties that were initially provided for various forms of uses be removed to allow for parties to make arrangements and also to allow for market forces to take place, and that the only royalty that could be prescribed is the resale royalty rights that has got to do with original artworks and the arrangements around that. So that is the only one that can be prescribed, but the others, we recommend that they be removed. So the recommendations are supported, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, there are proposals in blue. I think there is also that means the we must choose one. Is that correct, Advocate?
Yes. So, in respect of CG, there are two proposals. So the one would retain the word terms, and the other one would refer to elements. But both of them will be limited to rights and protection afforded by the Act. Yes, thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, before we vote, can we then decide which one we go with? Or maybe even on that one, first let's get a proposal and a second, and then we vote for it, and then on the other one. Honourable Maimak.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the second one, is the one that I propose that we move forward, because it also has an elaboration which is captured as follows: to ensure that rights or protection afforded by this Act are duly provided for, whereas the one before that does not have this elaboration. So I'm of the view that the second one is more appealing and more understandable and appreciated than the first one. Thank you.
Any seconder?
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. I second.
Thank you very much. Any other proposals? Any contrary view between the two? None. We'll put that on the board then. Let's just see if there are the sequence. I just want to check the sequence. Section 39 deals with regulation. Okay. Those who are in favor of section 39 with the amendment as the second one on CG, please raise your hand, as well as the CL will vote for the second CG, as well as the CL.
Chair, may I proceed?
No, I was just reading why, but okay, you can proceed.
Okay, those that have voted in acceptance of the CLSO DTIC response to the proposed amendments are as follows. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamelhani. For Free State, Honourable Mushodi. And for Eastern Cape, Honourable Khai.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower hands from our members? Those who are voting against section 39.
Chair, there's no against, Chair?
No, let me rephrase. Maybe it's waiting for me to put it first. I just want to move back there. Is not moving.
just a minute. Oh yeah, on regulations. So those are voting against Section 39 with the amendments that are proposed. Please raise your hand. Madia? Those who are voting against, Honorable Mamara Khan. None. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chi, abstentions are captured as follows. Wumpu Malanga, Honorable Boshoff, for KZN, Honorable Bratasev, and we note the abstentions of Honorable Tafeni and Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower hands, the Honorable Members. Honorable team. Okay. Can I go up? I need to know which clause was that we were dealing with the value. Because we need to vote to for against the clause.
It was clause 35G.
Okay, thank you so much. Those in favor of adoption of clause 35, please raise your hands. Yes, my dear.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Those provinces that have voted in favor of clause 35 and its proposed amendments are as follows. Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, Northwest, Limpopo, and Gauteng.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Members. And those who are voting against adoption of clause 35, please raise your hand.
Chair, we have one against from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, number one. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
So far, abstentions are as follows. From Mpumalanga, we've got Honorable Boshoff, and then we know the abstention of Honorable Tafeni and Honorable Matabula.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Members. Honorable Tafeni. Okay, thank you so much. We now go to clause 36, allocate, unenforceable contractual claim. Clause 36.
Thank you, Jane. Leon, on this one, the concern was again related to contractual freedom, but if I may ask for the department to respond to this, because it is also a policy matter. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. DDG?
This clause, this provision aims to ensure protection for the authors and the rights holders. The reason being that there could be a violation of the legislation where certain provisions are not taken into consideration, and the law is not applied the way it was intended, and then they become unenforceable. So this is to provide additional protection to ensure that what has been provided for in terms of the protections and the rights are taken into consideration by various parties who are going to be contracting or collaborating in terms of the works and their rights. So we are of the view that although there was a proposal to bring in some measures around it, especially via the tribunal, we think that by adding these measures, it's going to also weaken the protection, because then it adds an additional burden for the right holders to have to now be subjected to a tribunal process instead of the right being there for them automatically as provided by the bill. So we recommend that this amendment not be taken into account and not be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, we have now been voting on the Section 39B that the current provision in the bill be retained. Those in favour, please raise your hand. Ms. Solomons.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those who have voted in favour of retaining in acceptance of the responses are as follows. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. Upi State, Honourable Mashodi. Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Khai. For Gauteng, Honourable Lansman. And for North West, Honourable Honourable Dango, my apologies. And for North West, Honourable Lansman.
Thank you so much, Mr. Solomon. Can we please lower our hands, honourable members? Those who vote against Section 39B.
Against the captured as follows for Western Cape, Honourable Lanchi.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Abstentions are captured as follows. For Mpumalanga, Honourable Basha, for KZN, Honourable Brantesis, and we note the abstention of Honourable Makabula.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable Team, please lower your hands. Thank you so much. We'll now vote for the adoption or against or abstention on open clause 36. Those in favour of adoption of the clause 36, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those provinces that have voted in support of Clause 36 without amendments are as follows. The Eastern Cape, Free State, Limpopo, Northwest, Northern Cape.
My machine seems to be omitting me sometimes.
Okay, noted. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Also voting against the adoption of the clause 36, please raise your hand.
There's one from the Western Cape, Chairperson.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Launch. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. We have abstentions from KZN, Mpumalanga, and we note the abstention of Honourable Makabula.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members. Honourable Team. Please lower your hand, Honourable Chief.
Apologies.
Please lower your hand, Honourable Tafeni.
Chief, we captured the abstention of Honourable Tafeni as well. I think she, her hand raising was a bit, we note the abstention of Honourable Tafeni.
Chair. Please lower your hand, Honourable Tafeni. Honourable members, we will then consider clause 37, 38, and 39. We'll start with clause 37. Those in favour of clause 37, please raise your hand.
Yes, Chair, those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 37 without amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Eastern Cape, Free State, North West, Northern Cape, and Limpopo.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, honourable members. Honourable Dango, please lower your hand. Thank you. Those who are voting against Clause 37, please raise your hand.
We have no one. Yes, Chair, we note one against from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Abstentions, I think, Chair and members, abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and then we note the abstentions from Honourable Matavula and Honourable Tafeni.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable members. Thank you so much. We now move to clause 38. Those in favour of clause 38, please raise your hand. Ms. Solomon.
Those provinces that have voted in favour of clause 38 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Gauteng, Free State, Limpopo, and North West.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, honourable members. Thank you so much. Those who are voting against clause 38, please raise your hand.
Chair, there is one against from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
The Chair, abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstentions from Honourable Tafeni and Honourable Matavula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Thank you so much. We now go to Clause 39. And those in favour of Clause 39, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chair. Those provinces that have voted in favour of Clause 39 without amendments are as follows: Gauteng, Northern Cape, Eastern Cape, Limpopo, Free State, and North West.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, honourable members. Those who are voting against Clause 39, please raise your hand.
Chair, there is one against from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Long. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chair. Abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga, KZN, and we note the abstentions of Honourable Tafeni and Honourable Matavula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Mr. Bazia, can you move to the next clause, clause 40? Can you push it up? Okay. advocate van der Merwe.
Thank you, Chairperson. Fionn, on this clause, this one deals with the short title at the commencement of the bill. And Chair, just to, because we had a bit of confusion last time, these proposed changes will not affect the role of the presidency at all. These changes are only for the operation effectiveness of the act after the presidency has completed its processes. So what happened is that from Gauteng side there was a concern about bills that go to the presidency. They enacted, assented to, published everything, but they are not being brought into operation. And the proposal from their side was to say that it may not be less than 24 months after which it is brought into operation. So the reason for delaying operation is because there might be some things in practice that must be put in place. So for instance, in this bill, for the registration of collecting societies, there will have to be some measures put in place before that can be brought into operation. However, what we have with this bill is a constitutional court judgment that requires that certain things be rectified in the act as soon as possible. So the proposal that we're making for an amendment to this clause is to bring in the 24 months that Gauteng is referring to. So in other words, to say the act is called the Copyright Amendment Act. Don't worry about 2017. That is something that we correct with the final act form when this is sent to the president for assent, and comes into operation 24 months from the date of publication in the Gazette or an earlier date fixed by the president by proclamation in the Gazette. So in other words, once the president is satisfied that the bill complies with the Constitution, the President has assented, it is then published. And what this proposed amendment will do is to say that if 24 months from that date of publication of the Act, if it hasn't been brought into operation before then, it will automatically become operational. But then to specifically make it clear that this cannot apply to the matters that relate to the Constitutional Court judgment. And therefore, then the proposal is also to add two subsections to say that the specific definitions contained in Section 1, which is now currently Clause 1, but once it becomes an act, we refer to it as a section, will come into operation upon the date of publication in the Gazette, and the same in respect of Section 19D, which deals with persons with a disability. So, Chair, that is the proposal for amendment in respect of Clause 40 and also Section 40. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Advocate. DDG, Dr. Masoso.
Chairperson, we support the recommendations from the Advocate. We've noted the arrangements around this particular clause. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Members, and those who vote in favour of Clause 40, subtitle and commencement, please raise your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those that have voted in favour of the responses and the proposed amendments are as follows: for Gauteng, Honourable Tango; for Free State, Honourable Mashori; for Limpopo, Honourable Rahma Marahani; for Northwest, Honourable Landsman; for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai; and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower our hands, Honourable Members? Thank you. Honourable Law, okay. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Against these one, we escape Honourable Lund.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chief abstentions are captured as follows: for KZN, Honourable Bratuset; for Mpumalanga, Honourable Bashop; and we note the abstentions from Honourable Kafeni and Honourable Matabola.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members.
Nagar Thafeni. We now go to Sejul 2, advocate.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, there's an end date of schedule.
Can we vote for the adoption of clause 40? Those in favor, please raise your hand.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Those provinces that have voted in favour of clause 40 and the proposed amendments are as follows. North West, Eastern Cape, Gauteng, Limpopo and Northern Cape.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, honourable members.
Robert and Free State.
And Free State.
No justice. And again, lower your hand, honourable Masoli. Those who are voting against clause 40, please raise your hand.
Chair, these ones from the Western Cape against clause 40.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Lunt. Those abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining.
Abstentions are captured as follows, Mkumalanga and KZN, and we note the abstentions of Honorable Mataveni and Honorable Matavula and Honorable Kafeni.
Thank you so much. Lower your hands, Honorable Members. Back to you, Advocate, Schedule 2.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, on Schedule 2, there was just actually a concern raised on whether it was referring to the correct section. So when we have a Schedule 2 Act, it is linked to a section in the actual Act. And in this case, the bill was referring to Section 22.3. Now, Section 22.3 does not in itself specifically deal with translation licenses, but it does deal with exclusive licenses, which then includes translation licenses. So there was just a concern whether that is in fact the correct section, and we can confirm that it is in fact the correct section that is linked to the schedule. Thank you, Chair. So no amendments are necessary. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Can I now vote in an adoption of Schedule 2? Those in favour?
Chair, may I proceed?
Yes, please.
Okay, Chair, those certificates, in favour are captured as follows. We've got for the Northwest, Honourable Lunchman, for the Eastern Cape, Honourable High, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani, for Free State, Honourable Moshodi, and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang.
And myself.
And Honourable, for Gauteng, Honourable Dango.
Thank you so much. Can you please lower your hands, honourable members? Okay. Those who are voting against?
Chair, those against, we have one for Western Cape, honourable Lunt.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, honourable Lunt. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. For Mkumalanga, Honorable Pasha, for KZN, Honorable Brantusik, and we note the abstentions of Honorable Tafeni and Honorable Matabola.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can you please lower your hands, Honorable Members? Okay. I just don't have the bill now. It is in the laptop. I just want to check if there is Schedule 1 that we need to adopt or vote against. Can I get clarity? Because I don't have the bill in front of me now. Open the document that we're using. Can you quickly check, Ms. Solomon?
There is no Schedule 1. Sorry if I may interrupt. There is no Schedule 1. Schedule 2 was amended in the bill. So Schedule 2 is to the Act already, and it was amended in the bill. So there is nothing, no Schedule 1. Yes, thank you.
Okay. Other than the Section 22, clean brackets, are there any other sections in the schedule? Okay.
Apologies, I'm quickly checking. I think if you adopt a Schedule 2, then that is sufficient. It's the whole schedule. That is added to the Act. If you vote on the whole one, that should be sufficient. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. How do we then deal with the new matters not explicitly provided for it?
Chief, may we still need to vote on Schedule 2?
That's what I was checking. It is said that it's only that first section that we voted for already.
Yeah, Chief, we voted in terms of the responses, but we didn't vote in terms of the actual schedule yet, in terms of provinces.
Oh, okay. Let's do that then, Honourable Member. Sorry for that. Those in favour of Schedule 2, please raise your hand.
If I may proceed, Chairperson, those provinces that have voted in favour of Schedule 2 without amendments are as follows: Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, North West, Free State, Gauteng and Limpopo.
Okay. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable Moimang. Those who are voting against adoption of Schedule 2, please raise your hand.
Chi, we have one against from the Western Cape.
Okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair and Members. The abstentions are captured as follows: Mpumalanga and KZN, and we note the abstentions of Honourable Matabula and Honourable Kafeni.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Okay. I was checking how do we deal with these new matters that are not explicitly provided for in the bill or not included at all?
Yeah, may I perhaps refer this to Asghar Ali, because these matters are, some of them are in fact addressed in the bill in one way or another, but perhaps not using the words, like using the word piracy. That doesn't appear in the bill itself, but they could be dealt with by other measures in the bill. And so I'm also not sure if we may ask Asghar Ali maybe just to assist on how this will be voted on. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, Aline.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, the committee should be mindful of the fact that when considering these mandates, we are bound by the bill that's in front of us. If the committee wants to introduce a new amendment, which I'm presuming these provisions will suffice as, we would need to apply to the House for special permission in order to do that. So if these amendments are not contained in the bill that's before the committee, we should refrain from considering it. It could lead to further complications down the line, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Members, your take. I take it that we agree then with the Advocate General. Oh, Honorable Jango?
I was just going to say that, what you just said, Chairperson.
Okay. Any contrary view, Honorable Members?
Does it matter if
no
I contribute, Chair?
Sorry?
I'm just asking tongue-in-cheek if it really matters if you raise a contribution.
Yeah, we are in the process of legislation here on okay, Honourable Members, with that, can we then go to the next bill? Mr. Bazia, if you can is there anything that we need to do on this bill that we've just dealt with? We have to adopt it as a whole. Ms. Samara, Advocate Samara.
Chair, we have done so by
adopting it clause by clause. Do we have to now adopt the whole bill, or we'll do that when we deal with the e-list?
Yes, yes, Chair, that's correct. By adopting clause by clause, we have implied that the entire list of proposed amendments have been agreed to, but the committee can always take it a step further by adopting the e-list once it's compiled. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, if we can maybe, I think it's just the cover page maybe that we need to adopt.
Sorry?
I think it's just the cover page that we need to adopt.
Oh, on the copyright amendment, please?
Yes, Chair.
Which ones are those there?
But just the cover page, the actual cover page, Chair, the first page.
Oh, the first page. The cover page. I didn't hear it properly, Ms. Wendy. Can you please clarify again?
Just the actual cover page sheet with the bill number and the bill name.
Oh, okay. Can you flag it, Mr. Bazia? The bill. There you go. Can I put the cover page on our members, those in favor? Please raise your hand in support. Ms. Solomons.
Yes, thank you. Those provinces that have voted in favor of the cover page are as follows: Gauteng, Northwest, Northern Cape, Free State, Eastern Cape, and Limpopo.
Thank you so much. Can you please lower your hands, Honorable Members? Those who are voting against the cover page.
We have one from the Western Cape.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand. Okay. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay.
Three abstentions are captured as follows. Mpumalanga and KZN, and then we note the abstention from Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. Any other page, Ms. Solomon?
And no, that is all, Chair.
Thank you so much. Can we then go to the Performance Protection Amendment Bill?
We are looking to break for lunch, please.
We agree that at 1:30, from 1:30 to 2:30.
Please, Chair.
Thank you so much. Mr. Bazia? So much. Can we then go to advocate on clause 1, definition?
Thank you, Chair. And if you will allow me on this to go definition by definition. So it was just a general comment relating to certain definitions not corresponding with the international treaties. So it's a broad comment, not specifically on amendments to a definition. The comments that they have is that unfortunately it wasn't clear what the concerns were with these specific definitions that were mentioned, but in general we can confirm that they do in fact comply with the treaties. There were from other provinces specific proposals in respect of most of the definitions mentioned here, but I will then deal with those when we get to them. So Chair, just the first, I'm not sure if it's something to be voted on because it was just a general comment and not so much proposals for amendments, but we would not recommend any amendments based on treaty alignment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Any comments from your side, DDG?
Thank you, Chair. We agree with the principle, Chair, and that the definitions do align to the treaties, but they will not be amended on the basis of language or text from the treaties. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Can we then go to broadcast advocate?
Honorable Chair?
Yes, sir. You can go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. I did remind her. Chairperson, just something that I'd like to just note, just for general, going forward within our legislative process, and I'm not trying to filibuster, but I'm picking up a frustration on the side of advocates for the murder that sometimes the responses or the negotiating mandates in provinces are defective and unusual, and I think Advocate for the Mover said earlier that they're not what they used to. And I'm just picking it up as a recurring theme throughout our discussions this morning. Just going forward, do you think it might be a good idea for the advocates and her team maybe to engage with the provinces, not on this bill, this is not done, but maybe on future ones, just to engage in terms of the kind of form and nature, not content obviously, but or perhaps an idea of content, so that the submissions that come back from the provinces are clear, clear, unambiguous, and easy for the legal advisory team in Parliament to understand, so that they can not have to draw inferences and that sort of thing. It's clear and it's 100% easy to work with. Perhaps a workshop or something like that. I just wanted to put that in there, that might be a good idea going forward with all the other legislation we're dealing with as a select committee, just across the board. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Honorable Dumble.
Chairperson, it's not that I agree with the absentee province. However, I think it does make sense that we need such a workshop in the light of experience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Maybe that will go for the procedure as well of dealing with the legislation, all types of legislation, what procedures, so that we're clear in terms of procedure, whether it's Section 75, Section 64, Section 76, Section 77. So perhaps maybe not only for us as this committee, maybe for the entire NCOP, because it could be that also there may be challenges with regard to the understanding of the procedure, so that we don't bog down on procedures in future when we deal with this legislation, the procedures to be followed. Besides the substantiveness or the context, but just the procedures, perhaps we could recommend that as well, for maybe at the beginning, maybe it's end of the term, by the way, but even at the beginning of the, or towards the end of this year, or even for the seventh parliament for that net, so that there's clarity on, together with the rules that govern the legislation. Honourable Tim, is it all here?
No, because it's a new one. I just wanted to correct Honourable Dangle. I'm not from the absent province. I'm from the defective mandate province. Thank you.
Noted. Quickly move to broadcast advocates.
Thank you, Chairperson. Okay, from the Free State, there was a proposal for the deletion of the words wire. On that, we can just say we've actually, that was a proposal also in the National Assembly process. And we consulted with members of the public organizations who deal with broadcasting, and the indication was that wire may be used even though it is not currently something subject to licensing. So that would not be recommended. But from Gauteng, there was also a proposal that either broadcast the definition that amends the current definition of broadcast be deleted, or that different wording be used. And I'll hand over to the department because from their side, they are proposing that in fact it be deleted. If I may hand to the department on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Thank you,
Chair. We have already, in a way, dealt with this on the other bill when we were discussing broadcast. And we accepted the recommendation from Gauteng to retain the definition that is in the Act because of the fact that there were other unintended consequences raised by provinces in terms of there might be other scope of broadcasting or transmission that may be omitted by the current definition. And also to say some of the wording used in the current definition in the bill are not clear, although we are trying to align with the treaty. So we did say that the amendment can be removed, and then we retain what is in the Act. So we did have a discussion about this before. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, can we then vote on this of broadcast that it be deleted and be retaining the current Act? And those in favour, please raise your hand. Do we still have everybody on the platform? Okay. Ms. Maria?
Thank you, Chairperson. Those in favor as follows, for Eastern Cape on the Bohai, for Northwest on the Lansman, for Free State on the Bomashuri, for Limpopo on the Bomamarahani, for Northern Cape on the Bomemang, and for Gauteng on the Bodango.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, honourable members. Those against, please raise your hand.
Okay, against is one for Western Cape, honourable Lund.
Thank you, honourable Lund. Please lower your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. Okay, Zirin, Honorable Bradseth, Mpumalanga, Honorable Bashoff, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. The next one, Mr. Bazia, not the broadcast. I think it's communication to the public, advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, there was a proposal from Gauteng to amend the definition of communication to the public in relation to the treaty, but and I'll hand over to the department with your permission. The proposed amendment was not recommended because it already the definition as it is now in the bill is aligned to the treaty. But if I may hand to the department on that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. We agree with the comment by the advocate. The substantive suggestion on the command, it was not substantiated in terms of what is the main issue with the definition. In terms of treaty alignment, the definition is aligned to the treaty, and we recommend from the DTIC that it be retained in the bill without any amendment. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are now voting on that clause. Honourable members, those in favour of that the proposed amendment is not recommended, please raise your hand. Ms. Solomon.
Thank you, Chairperson. In favour is as follows. For North West, Honourable Lansman. For Free State, Honourable Mashori. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Khai. For Gauteng, Honourable Bango. And for Limpopo, Honourable Mamelagane.
Thank you very much. Can we please lower our hands, Honourable Members? Yes, so much. So the voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, there's one against for Western Cape, Honourable Land.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Abstentions are captured as follows for Malanga, Honourable Bashoff, for KZN, Honourable Brantesef, and we note the abstention of Honourable Mantabola.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Members. Honourable Mantabola, please lower your hand. Thank you so much. The next one is the copyright management information, sound recording technological protection measure, the technological protection measure circumvention device, referring to copyright act. Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. The concern raised here was that these definitions, copyright management information, sound recording, technological protection measure, and the circumvention device definition would all refer to the Copyright Act. So in other words, the definition as contained in the Copyright Act, and the proposal was that it should rather just be included in the Performance Protection Act. Although this can be done, it would not be recommended. And the reason for that is that these two acts are very interlinked. And you run the risk of one act being amended but the other not. If for instance, another intellectual property law amends the Copyright Act, and at that point in time they don't think about the Performance Protection Act, it is possible that you will have a situation where these two acts will have different definitions. And it is because of that the one act then refers to the other. And because they are so interlinked, that will work in practice. So from our side, it's not recommended that the specific definitions be included in the Performance Protection Amendment Bill, but that they rather refer to the Copyright Act. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you so much. Did you, Dr. Masocha?
Thank you, Chair. We concur with that comment. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable members will now be voting that the proposed amendment is not recommended. Those who agree or in favour, please raise your hand.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. In favour, we have for Free State, Honourable Mashuri, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani, for Northwest, Honourable Landsman, for Gauteng, Honourable Dango, for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai, and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang.
Thank you very much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable Landsman, please lower your hand. Those who are against, please raise your hand.
Three against. We have one for Western Cape, Honourable Land.
Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay.
Thanks, Jay. Abstentions are captured as follows. Honorable Balanga, Honorable Pasha, for KZN, Honorable Brantesis, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honorable Members. Thank you so much. Mr. Bazia, can you move to the next one? Performer.
Thank you, Chairperson. In respect of performer, the definition of performer, and this was also discussed when we did the copyright amendment bill, there was proposals for it to be made very clear that extras, ancillary participants or incidental participants were not included in the definition of performer. And the discussion that we had on the copyright was that although this is not necessary, it is something that can be added. It will not necessarily negatively affect the definition. The other proposal was that the definition should actually be broadened. But that is not recommended because it is aligned to international treaties. It is aligned to the current existing law. So the proposal for amendment here in respect of performer is simply to add the words there in blue to make it very clear that performer, for purposes of this Performers Protection Act, does not include extras, ancillary participants or incidental participants. Thank you, Chi.
Thank you so much. Yorita Masoja.
Thank you, Chair. As we had discussed this in the previous bill, we concur with the comments by the advocate. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Members, those who agree with the responses, please raise your hand. Those who vote in favour, please raise your hand. Solomons.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those in favour of the responses and the proposed amendments are as follows. For Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai. For Free State, Honourable Mashodi. For Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani. For Gauteng, Honourable Dango. For Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. And for Northwest, Honourable Lunchman.
Thank you so much. Can we please lower hands, Honourable Members? Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, there is one against, followed for the Western Cape, Honourable Land.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hand, Honourable Land. Thank you. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand. Those are abstaining, please raise your hand. Okay.
Thanks, G. The abstentions are captured as follows. For KZN, Honorable Pratisev, for Mpumalanga, Honorable Bashoff, and we have the abstention of Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. Mr. Bazia, can you please move up? Next one, advocate is producer.
Thank you, Chairperson. In this special producer, the proposal was relating to legal persons. In other words, would the word producer include legal persons? So the proposal's made for amendments related to that. And from our side, it's not recommended to make any changes on that regard because our Interpretation Act indicates that person includes juristic as well as natural persons. So we draft in the singular when we draft. We try our best way possible to draft in the singular. So there's no need to add words like any or to add entity, those are not necessary. It is provided for by our Interpretation Act, and the word person for producer will thus include whether it's a natural person or a legal person, or even a combination of those will all be covered by the definition for producer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. EDG.
Thank you, Chair. We are of the same view as well because it's already legally defined in that manner. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honourable Member, proposal that the recommendation should not be recommended. Those who agree, please raise your hand. Those in favour, please raise your hand.
Yes, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Those in favour, we have for Gauteng, Honourable Dango, for Eastern Cape, Honourable Hai, for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang, for Free State, Honourable Mashodi, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamarahani, and for North West, Honourable Langsman.
Thank you so much. Can you please lower our hands, Honourable Members? Thank you. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Okay, Chair, against is captured as follows for the Western Cape, Honourable Lund.
Thank you so much. You can lower your hand, Honourable Lund. Thank you so much. Those who are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Abstentions are captured as follows. For Mpumalanga, Honorable Pashoff. For KZN, Honorable Bratises, and we note the abstention of Honorable Matabula.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honorable Members. Honourable Broadcaster, please lower your hand. Thank you. Mr. Bazia, can you move up? Advocate reproduction.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just must apologize first. I see under reproduction my line here, there's actually two definitions being discussed. So if you would allow me, I'm just going to speak to reproduction, and if we can then come back to sound recording, because there should have been a line with the word sound recording in between the two free states. So in respect of reproduction, there was a proposal for the words the whole or a part of to be included in respect of audiovisual works. So if I can maybe hand to the department, because this is a policy matter. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. In terms of the definition, it was not really clear in terms of the proposal. But then when we looked at the wording to be included, we thought and we were of the view it may have unintended consequences to just insert those wording in that fashion. So in that because of that, the amendment is not recommended. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. The proposal is not recommended. Honourable Members, those who agree, please raise your hand. Solomon.
Thank you, Chairperson. Those in favour, we've captured it as follows. For Eastern Cape, Honourable High, for North West, Honourable Lansman, for Gauteng, Honourable Dango, Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani, for Free State, Honourable Mashori, and for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Honourable Lansman, please lower your hand. Thank you. Those against, please raise your hand.
Three against is one for Western Cape, Honourable Lant.
Okay. Those abstaining, please raise your hand.
Thanks, Chi. Abstentions are captured as follows. For Mpumalanga, Honourable Bashoff, for KZN, Honourable Brothers, and we note the abstention of Honourable Matabola.
Thank you so much. Please lower your hands, Honourable Members. Thank you so much. We then go to sound recording, Advocate.
Thank you, Chairperson. In respect of sound recording, I again would like to hand over to the department because it's policy related, but maybe just to indicate that the proposal was from the Free State to substitute the words does not include a soundtrack associated with audiovisual fixation, to rather describe that in respect of subsequent incorporation of sound recordings, and from the Northwest to say that it should be clear that pre-existing sound recordings are not affected. So if I may hand just to the department on these two issues. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. DDG?
On the sound recording definition, Chair, we did ensure that there was alignment to the treaty, and although the wording in terms of the text is not exact, but we did ensure that the way that it is being applied in the treaty is taken into consideration. On the one where there is a proposal around the audiovisual, our view on that one was that it appeared as a substantive proposal being proposed in a definition. And similar to the other comment about the unintended consequences, we are of the view that as it is now, it should be retained and that the proposed amendment not be considered. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The proposal said the proposed amendment be not recommended. Those who agree, please raise your hand. Those voting in favor of not recommending, please raise your hand. Ms. Solomons?
Yes, Chair. Those in favour, we have captured it as follows. For Eastern Cape, Honourable I, for Northwest, Honourable Lansman, for Free State, Honourable Mashori, for Limpopo, Honourable Mamrahani, for Northern Cape, Honourable Moimang. I did see Mr. Dango's hand for Gauteng, but there we go again.
Yeah. My device seems to be playing games with me today. Thank you.
And so, yes,
Chair,
so
yeah,
so we
noted
the
vote
of
Honourable Dango
for Gauteng as well.
Thank you so much. Let's please lower our hands, Honourable Members. Please lower our hands. Those who are voting against, please raise your hand.
Chair, against, we have one for Western Cape, Honourable Lant.
Thank you so much. Those are abstaining, please raise your hand.
Chair, abstentions are captured as follows. For Mpumalanga, Honourable Bashoff, for KZN, Honourable Brabsis, and we note the abstention of Honourable Matabula.
Thank you very much. Almost half past one, we are left with two definition proposals from provinces on technological protection measures and also on royalty. We will come back then on those two and also vote then for clause one. I suggest that we break for lunch unless you want us to finish clause one. Honorable Bosho.
Sorry, that's a legacy hand.
Okay, thank you so much. Let us
finish clause one.
Let's break. Sorry.
I thought we should just finish clause one.
No, let's break for lunch. and then we'll come back. Yeah, we'll come back at 2:30, sir. Thank you so much. Meeting is at the end for now.